With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An explosion at a Los Angeles law enforcement facility has killed three sheriff's deputies.
An explosion early Friday killed three people and is being investigated as a possible training accident. That's according to a law enforcement official briefed on the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Los Angeles County Fire Department said it responded to calls about a possible explosion around 7:30 a.m. Attorney General Pam Bondi says she learned about the deaths from U.S. Attorney Bill Isaly's office. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office has been briefed on the matter, which occurred at the L.A. County Sheriff's Special Operations Bureau in East Los Angeles. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Wide-ranging EU sanctions are imposed on Russia for its ongoing war in Ukraine.
Over 400 vessels have now been targeted in total. On top of that, a new import ban was imposed to try and close a loophole that Russia's using to indirectly export crude oil via other countries. The EU also targeted the Nord Stream pipelines between Russia and Germany. Pipelines aren't operational, but the aim is to discourage would-be investors. Russian energy giant Rosneft's refinery in India was hit as well. I'm Lorne Cook in Brussels.
President Trump has signed the Genius Act into law, setting new regulations for stablecoins, a type of cryptocurrency tied to assets like the U.S. dollar. The law, passed with bipartisan support, introduces consumer protections and aims to boost confidence in the crypto industry. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 142 points, the NASDAQ rose 10, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. The governor of New Hampshire vetoes some family-friendly bills.
Republican Kelly Ayotte has rejected measures that would have allowed parents to challenge pornographic books in the public schools and opt their kids out of mandatory vaccines with a religious exemption. The governor also vetoed legislation that would have kept males out of female restrooms and locker rooms and off of girls' sports teams in the schools. She also killed a bill that would have required students to learn about life in the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is convinced the Coca-Cola company to begin using only cane sugar in their drink instead of corn syrup, and that'll make things a little bit easier on Orthodox Jews during Passover. The Orthodox don't eat corn during the annual celebration and so had to forego Coke or seek out bottles of the limited-run kosher version during that time. This is SRN News. An extreme athlete has died in a crash in Italy.
Felix Baumgartner, the first skydiver to actually fall faster than the speed of sound more than a decade ago, has been killed when his paraglider hit the side of a swimming pool. Baumgartner was born in Austria and became known as Fearless Felix. He stunned the world in 2012 when he became the first human being to ever break the sound barrier with only his body after jumping from a capsule 24 miles over New Mexico. Jason Walker reporting.
Oscar-winning lyricist Alan Bergman has died at 99. A family spokesperson said he died late Thursday in Los Angeles. Bergman teamed with his wife Marilyn for an enduring and loving partnership that produced such old-fashioned hits as The Way We Were. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.